This is Dr. Lee dictating follow-up progress note. Patient named Carnett, CORNETT, JAMES, JAMES, date of birth 3/29/1956. Place which occurs in Charles Village, date of service 9/21/2023. Patient seen today, follow-up at the nursing rehab. Patient has been doing well. He's complaining of pain and aches in the legs. No trauma, no fall reported. He has some edema in the legs. And no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no unknown diarrhea, musculoskeletal, leg swelling, genital urinary hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical exam. He's awake, alert, forgetful, memory is impaired, blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse 78, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 99%. Cardiomyopathy, pneumocardic, cardiac, neck supple, no cavity, chest, no tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart, chest, no screw, abdomen is soft, not tender, bowels, no fast, extremities. Trace edema bilateral, but there is no calf tenderness. So neuro, he is awake, alert, forgetful, disoriented. He has ambulatory dysfunction. Assessment, ambulatory dysfunction, neckline, chronic hyponatremia, neckline is suspected, SIDH, neckline history of Barrett esophagus, periodic epigastric discomfort. He is maintained on PPI, and also his hypothyroidism has been on levothyroxine, hyperlipidemia. Plan of care will be continue all his current medication. We have ordered 2D echo to further evaluation for leg edema and evaluation for valve functions. We will follow up on that. And because of epigastric discomfort, we known Barrett esophagus, male of 30 cc, 8-hour PRN was also ordered. This is the end of the medication. Next patient is... Lee, L-E, Lee Sheena, S-H-E-N-A, date of birth 6/15/1970, place which is Charles Village, date of service 9/21/2023. Patient seen in the nursing rehab today. Patient has been doing well after starting antibiotic. Patient,
I have 14 patients, but that's
what, and toothache has significantly much better. She's very comfortable at present, lying on the bed. Her son is visiting and he's at the bedside. Patient denies any fever, chills, and the lying on the bed, away, cooperative, but she's has a dysarthria. On examination, patient is awake, alert. Dysarthria, blood pressure 140 over 70, pulse 90, temperature 90.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 94. Head edema, pneumocardic, cardiac, neck, supple, cavity, chest, non tender, lungs, clear, no vision, heart, chest, no screw, abdomen, soft, non tender, bowels, no fast, extremities. Right leg BK stump healed well, left leg tracy, no cough tenderness, neuro, she is awake, dysarthria, ambulatory dysfunction. Assessment, patient has been admitted. Status post acute CVA, next line. Status post back placement, next line dysarthria, next line ambulatory dysfunction. Next line recent dental infection, maintaining penicillin via G tube. Dysphagia, she status post back placement. Previous left leg DVT, history of pulmonary embolism. Peripheral vascular disease, status post right BK. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. I have reviewed, care and discussed with the patient's son who's sitting at the bedside. All his questions answered. This is the end of the education. Next patient is McNeil, M-C-N-E-L, Luvenia, L-U-V-E-N-I-A, date of birth 10/18/1946, place which is Charles Village, date of service 9/21/2023. Patient seen today by me in the nursing facility. She's breathing comfortable. She's sitting on the bed. No headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Shortness of breath significantly improved and recovered. She's not wheezing. She has a memory impairment. She's forgetful, but she's very awake and alert, but memory deficit noted. Review system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no wheezing, no shortness of breath, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no unknown diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical, she's awake, alert, forgetful, disoriented, blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 80, temperature 9.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 96%. Neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, few ronchiate the bases, upper field, no wheezing, no rail, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound, positive noema, no rigidity, extremities, left VK, heel stump, right leg, noema, neurosis is awake, alert, disoriented. Lab reviewed. Assessment number one, COPD with episode of hypoxia and acute exacerbation, currently improving. Next line, CKD, status post renal transplant. Next line, diabetes mellitus with the labile blood sugar. Lab reviewed by me. WBC 5.6, myogram 7.6, medical 25.3, BUN 50, cadin 2.65, calcium 8.5, sodium 145. Assessment number one, ambulatory dysfunction, number two, COPD, number three. Recent episode of COPD exacerbation was managed in the hospital that sent back. She also has been treated for Pseudomonas pneumonia. Next one, history of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of hyperlipidemia, history of coronary artery disease, history of chronic anemia. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, and care plan to discuss the nursing staff. Next patient is Steven, Stevennanige, date of birth 9/3/1950, place future care, Charles Village, date of service 9/21/2023. Patient is seen today for follow up. She's still complaining of knee pain and leg edema. She has been given a local patch for the pain to the both knees because of risk for the side effects of giving other medications. She that does help, but she is also complaining of leg edema, but no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no fever, no chills. No nausea, no vomiting. And on examination, she's awake, alert, forgetful, and disoriented. Blood pressure 110 over 64, pulse 80, temperature 98.0, Fahrenheit, respiratory 20, pulse 98%. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs, diminished breath from the base, the perfusion are clear, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, non tender valves and positive, extremities, bilateral edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, forgetful, and lab reviewed by me. Assessment, patient has a bilateral edema suggestive of fluid overload. She has a CHF with the preserved ejection fraction. Next line, previous CVA. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, history of asthma / COPD. History of hypothyroidism, dementia, and ambulatory dysfunction. The line of care will continue all her current medication. I review the cardiology note and the recommended arterial Doppler will follow up on that report. In the meantime, I have reviewed all her labs and medication that will be continued, and she will be diuresed and monitored closely. Case plan was discussed with the nursing staff. Labs show the sodium 138, potassium 4.1, chloride 97, CO2 34, BUN 23, creatinine 0.8. Potassium is stable, and this is the end of the vacation. Thank you.